Coming.
Dear, you're early. Oh, come in, come in. Thank you so much for stopping by. I know you just got off work, but I didn't want to call you after you'd already gotten home and settled in. Can I get you anything to drink? Something to eat? Yes, of course. I have something for you. Follow me. If you like, you can sit on the couch or at the dining room table, either one. I just need to sort through some... I just have them over here. Hold on. Oh, thank you. I forgot you've only stopped by for quick visits. You haven't really seen my living room before. I always wanted a house with green walls growing up, and I made it my little personal project to hand-paint all the designs. That mural with the leaves is my favorite, even if it did cost me the biggest wall to hang up my frames. I wouldn't say it's amazing, but I did work pretty hard on them, so thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, of course, he's right over here. Hi, Excalibur. I haven't been able to bring him into the library since it's been so cold recently, but hopefully now that it's warming up again, we can have him over more often. He's happy to see you. Oh, but do not feed him any worms. He already got his treat for the night. See, I swear he knows about magic, because anytime you or I come in, he perks right up like he knows it. We should test it. No, Abigail hasn't been over to see him yet. I thought about inviting her over a little while ago, but then she was going up to see her parents, and... Oh, really? She said that. I am not hiding him from her. Alright, I guess I could invite her over to come meet him in person. I just know she's gonna spoil him rotten, though. Not that you don't deserve it. Yes, you do. I do. He's my little guy. And I always wanted pets as a kid. I just never expected it like this. No, I'm not allergic. My parents just never allowed me. They thought pets were a distraction. Well, they thought a lot of things were a distraction, actually. I don't really know what they'd have to say about Excalibur. I'm not really in contact with my family anymore. Oh, no, don't apologize. I'll admit, I haven't told you everything. It just never really came up, and I didn't want to focus on it. But I have been thinking about them more often lately. I know that face. You want to know what happened, don't you? It's not. No, I promise, it's not rude. It's good to be curious, and I don't mind telling you. But maybe we can go sit on the couch? Excalibur always gets a little testy when people start talking in front of him without giving him any attention, so... Yeah. Just let me grab
these.
So, it's kind of complicated, and also depressingly simple. My father was human, and my mother was an open wielder, with no history of telepathy in her family. So, you can imagine they were pretty surprised when I could suddenly read their thoughts as a kid. I think the first time they realized it was when I asked my mom why she kept thinking about divorce, because I didn't know what that word meant. Miraculously, the relationship patched up very quickly after that. And nothing really came of it until I was 9, and one day my father pulled me out of class. He said it was bring your kid to work day, and he wanted me to see all the important work he did as a CEO. I thought it was the best day of my life. And I sat in on this really important meeting with all these CEOs and COOs, and I didn't understand a word of what anyone was talking about. I mean, they could have been speaking Russian for all I knew. Mm-hmm. After the meeting, my father took me for ice cream. Started asking me if I had heard anything from the other people in the meeting. That was how it started. Suddenly, I was pulled out of school. Set up with a private tutor for academics and magic. And then every day, I would sit in on every meeting and tell my dad every little thing I heard. Seemed like suddenly overnight, we'd bought a dozen companies and the business was growing and growing every day. And so did my magic. I became very good at learning secrets. At slipping into a person's mind and digging up all the information they would never want people to know. Secret bank accounts, shady deals, affairs, political connections, I saw all of it. And in all of that, I saw the worst of it. No. They never registered me with the Bureau. I mean, I can't imagine why. It's not like all the regulations around telepathy would have gotten in their way. By the time I was 15, all I had was the business. And because of my gift, we were living in the lap of luxury, and my parents couldn't have been prouder. But I hated every second of it. I got out eventually. The day I turned 18, I used one of our driver's phones to call a cab, and I walked the rest of the way to the nearest branch of the Bureau. As soon as I got in there, I told them everything. I gave them addresses, names, dates. I got myself registered. And one of the investigators with the Bureau was incredibly kind. They took me in, made sure I never had to go back. And it took a while, but eventually I had worked with them enough and I had done enough documentation that, well, I got my parents arrested. After that, I tried to go visit them, but they both refused to see me. After a while, I just stopped trying. It wasn't all bad. I mean, luckily, I was granted most of the money in the family bank accounts, and I used it to move here. I want to make it clear, I don't regret what happened, and I would do it again for the life I have now. But I've been thinking about them a lot the last few weeks. My father was a non-wielder who, the second he learned about magic, used it to his advantage, and and hurt the people he should have cared about. And it would be foolish of me to believe that he didn't nurture some of my own personal bias against non-wielders. But I know that's no excuse. Here. After our last conversation, it got me thinking, and I was being unfair. I still have concerns. I don't want us to rush into things, but I care about Abigail, and I care about you, and I want to make sure that you aren't trapped, or feel like you're trapped, or trapped isn't the right word, but you deserve to have people you trust, and I shouldn't stand in the way of that. These are all the documents you need in order to register Abigail as a non-wielder liaison. It's all filled out already. You just have to tell her, and then this last couple of pages here. Yes. Once she finds out and you explain magic, or we explain magic if you want some backup, or not, it's completely up to you, but she just needs to sign these two sheets, and then after that, I can send them in. Yes, it's real. Trust me, I read through all of it. It's definitely real. Ooh! Oh! Careful! Don't crumple the papers! You're welcome. I figured after giving you so much grief about the first set of documents, the least I could do was get you the right kind. Of course. She'll receive a proper license after a couple of months, although I can probably expedite that to a few weeks. Yes, all filled out. I's dotted, every T crossed, it's all there. I had a friend of mine in the bureau pull everything together for me. I stayed friends with most of the people who helped me get away from my situation. Yes, I consider them friends. What's that look for? I do have friends. Oh my, you. I do in fact have quite a few friends, and if you want to stay as my favorite, you'll wipe that snide little smirk off your face. Of course. I think of you as a very close friend. You're someone that I respect, and I trust. I feel comfortable letting you into parts of my life that I wouldn't show anyone else. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for you, Wielder. Yes. Despite my best efforts, I want to have the same trust in Abigail. I want her to know. I think she deserves it, and it would be nice for all of us to be on the same page. I just worry about... If you finish that sentence with daddy issues, I swear to everything... I'll have you know, I have a very healthy amount of emotional defenses. I'm sorry, which one of us just unloaded all of her childhood trauma? That's what I thought. Now you keep that pretty mouth closed before I stop feeling bad about this next part. It's not actually bad, don't worry. But you're not gonna like it. I'm gonna need you to read every word of these documents. I know. I'm sorry. But I am not that sorry because I already did this and now I'm doing it again with you. Oh, you poor thing. Would it ease your suffering if that offer of food and drinks was still available? I can order us some food and I've got a pretty substantial collection of alcohol. Or just about anything else you can imagine in the fridge. Yeah? Okay. We'll do this right, and make sure everything is ready to go, and... Yes. And then we'll figure out a way to tell Abby. Of course. Together.